From Hollywood, the Raleigh Cigarette Program, starring Red Skelton with Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra, Harriet Hilliard, and Wonderful Smith. Good evening, everyone. This is Truman Bradley. Friends, judge by any standard you wish, but seeing is believing. That's why we urge you to make this simple comparison, to prove beyond dispute that Raleigh's are truly the superior cigarette. Compare the open ends of a pack of Raleigh cigarettes with any other brand, any other. You'll see at a glance that Raleigh's are unmistakably more golden in color. And experts will tell you that these golden tobaccos are choicer, more expensive, more sought after by professional tobacco buyers. Now, bear this in mind, too. Raleigh's give you not one, but 31 of these finer, more expensive golden tobaccos in a truly brilliant blend. That's why Raleigh's are so distinctively outstanding in taste and flavor, so smooth and mild. And Raleigh's give you valuable coupons, redeemable for over 70 luxury premiums, as well as for vital defense bonds and stamps, too. Yes, you can buy bonds with Raleigh coupons. So, friends, the proof is right before your very eyes that it pays in many ways to smoke Raleigh's. Next time, get the pack with a coupon on the back. Raleigh Cigarettes. The playing of The I Sing Baby. And now we bring you Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's newest young comedian, the star of our show, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Say, Truman, what's new? Huh?
Well, Red, I tell you, I see in the papers that because of the shortage, they're going to make smaller radios.
No kidding.
Yeah, in fact, they'll be so small you can carry them around in your pocket.
That's silly. Can you imagine walking down the street with H.B. Kaltenborn talking through your vest? Then you meet another guy with Orson Welles coming out of his back pocket.
Say, Red, I heard that you were pretty good in that big buy-a-bomber vaudeville show the other night.
Oh, well, I love vaudeville, you know. In fact, I got vaudeville in my blood.
You have, huh?
Yes, if you listen closely, you can hear my corpuscles hissing.
Well, tell me something, Red. When you were in vaudeville, what kind of an act did you do?
Well, it started off kind of slow, and then it sagged in the middle, and then at the finish, I died like a dog. I was pretty bad, you know.
Yeah, who told you that, Red?
A little bird.
A little bird?
Yeah.
Don't you get it?
No.
I did. So you should have seen the show the other night, Brad. They had a Chinese act that burned incense.
I did a punk act once.
You did, Ozzy?
Yes, the act went under the name of Dewey, Layoff, and Howe. I was Howe.
Yeah.
Anyhow, say, what was the act all about?
Well, Dewey would stand on one side of the stage,
yeah,
and he'd throw me through the air to Layoff.
Yeah.
But I had to quit.
Why, Ozzy?
Well, Layoff had butterfingers.
Say, Red, who were some of the movie stars at that big Buy a Bomber Vaudeville show the other night?
Well, Veronica Lake was there. She half looked at me.
Oh, yeah. Veronica Lake. Say, what do you think of her?
Oh, she's got it good, and that ain't bad. Say, Chester Morris was there, too. He did a lot of magic tricks.
Yeah.
And he came out on the stage, said a few words, and made a rabbit disappear.
Uh-huh.
I came out on the stage, said a few words, and made the audience disappear. Hello, Harriet.
Hello, Red. Say, didn't they hold that show in an old vaudeville theater?
Yeah, believe me, that was really an old vaudeville theater, too. Al Shinberg, the director, was buying peanuts from some of the stars, see, and he dropped his change.
What happened, Red?
Well, Charles Boyer and Rosalind Russell got on their hands and knees to get it for him, see? And a termite came out of the wood, grabbed the quarter, and says, "Okay, Rose, I'll toss you for it."
Well, anyway, Red, Hollywood sure is a great place.
Yeah, where else can you see station wagons in a place that has no station?
Say, I saw your act at the Biobomber show the other night. Red, you were great.
Well, thanks.
You were sensational.
Oh, thanks.
You were absolutely terrific.
Well, thank you.
You were...
Harriet, it won't do you any good. I've told you for the last time, you can't come over to my house and feel the rubber ball I stole from the Broadway basement.
I stole a rubber ball once.
You stole a rubber ball, Ozzy?
What happened?
Well, they raided the joint and pinched the bubble dancer.
They pinched the bubble dancer hard. I mean,
Say, Red, what are they going to do with that big bomber after they get it?
Well, they're going to have a lot of fun with that bomber.
A lot of fun? What do you mean?
Well, they're going to take it over to Tokyo and paint the town yellow.
Isn't that a beautiful melody?
Yes, it's a beautiful melody and a lovely thought, too.
Aren't you glad you're going to sing it?
Yes, I certainly am. Shepherd will tend his sheep, the valley will bloom again, and Jimmy will go to sleep in his own little room again. There'll be bluebirds over the white cliffs of Dover. Tomorrow, just you wait and see. And Jimmy will go to sleep in his own little room again. There'll be bluebirds over the white cliffs of Dover. Tomorrow, just you wait and see.
That was the White Cliffs of Dover, sung by Harriet Hilliard, and very nice, too. By the way, we have the RAF flyer in the audience tonight. Hey, take a bow, fella. Come on, take a bow. Say, Ozzy, what are you going to do tonight after the show, huh?
I don't know. Look for a place to hide, I guess.
Yeah. Why don't you just face it like I do?
No, huh? I'm just kidding, really, Red. Yeah. I'm going to go to a little restaurant for a bite to eat.
Oh, say, Harriet, how would you like to go out with me for a bite to eat, huh?
Oh, no, Red, I think I'd better go with Ozzy. He splits the check with me.
Yeah. I'll split the check with you, if you'll leave the tip.
Say, why don't you go with us?
No, I'll just go to the little cafe I go to around the corner here.
Say, you're always hanging around that restaurant.
Yeah.
What is she, a blonde waitress?
No. I just like to watch different people who come in there to eat. Did you ever notice different things that happen in a restaurant?
For instance, one of those birds who always picks on the waiters. You usually find them in a restaurant around 1 o'clock in the morning. One of these type of guys.
Hey, how about a little service? A little service.
All right, what do you want?
I want a little service, that's what I want. I've been in here for days, it seems like. Hey, wise guy, where's my overcoat? Somebody stole my overcoat.
They did not. You've got it on.
Oh, yeah. It's a good thing you brought it back. Hey, I'm hungry. Bring me something to eat, will you?
Oh, come now. Get up off the floor. You're not that hungry. Okay, bud, what do you want? What do you want to eat?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know?
All right, you look over the menu and I'll be right back.
Yeah, I can't read it. You read it for me. This print's too small for my eyes.
Well, then why don't you get glasses?
That's what I'll have, glasses with beer in them. Hey, give me a cigarette, will you?
You know, 15 cents will break you, that bumming habit.
Oh,
yeah, there's a machine right there.
Okay, I'll get a pack of Rollies.
What are you going to do with the coupons?
I'm going to get the Empire State Building.
Don't be silly, mister. You couldn't take that home.
All right, I'll only take the bottom part. I'll put my money in. Hey, what happened?
Well, what did you get?
A handful of peanuts.
Mister, the other machine is for the cigarettes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know. Here, what kind of a machine is it? Come on.
Hey! What's the matter with you? You got the cigarettes. What did you bust the machine for?
No matches, huh?
Then we have Clem, the fellow from the country. Clem owns one of those drive-in hamburger stands, and as the scene opens, we find Clem on his way to the stand to open it up for the day. It's early in the morning.
Well, here I am on my way to work in my hamburger stand. She'll be driving 6 white horses when she comes. She'll be driving 6 white horses cause she can't get no tires. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Gee, it's early in the morning. It's awful early. I wonder if it's time to open my eyes yet. Well, here's my restaurant. I'll open it up and go in. Well, Daisy, meet you.
Hello, Clem.
Well, Daisy, meet you.
Hello, Clem.
Silly conversation, eh?
Mighty, you look sleepy, Clem. Did you stay out late last night?
No, I went to bed with the chickens. And it's mighty uncomfortable, too. Even if we do have twin perches. Hey, what you doing here so early,
Well, I just thought it'd be kind of nice to come down and build you a fire.
Oh, my lover girl. Oh, let me kiss you on the forehead,
Why don't you kiss me on the neck like you used to?
My teeth get caught in the wrinkles.
Say, Clem, I didn't know your roadhouse had 2 doors in front.
It didn't. Yesterday a fellow saw that sign, drive in, and he did. What's the matter,
A mouse just ran inside that Swiss cheese. Well, Clem, ain't you going to do something? I said a mouse just ran inside that Swiss cheese.
Don't worry. He won't get away. He'll take a wrong turn in there somewhere, and he'll never get out.
Clem, you say the silliest things.
Yeah, I'm pretty dumb. I got a good education, too.
You got a good education?
Yeah, I worked my way through a magazine selling colleges. Oh, here comes a customer. I hope he sees my sign.
Yep. I knew putting it in the middle of the road like that would get results.
Say, look, Clem, the fella that stopped in front of the restaurant is coming in.
Oh, good, a customer. Howdy, stranger. What are you going to eat?
Well, now that I'm here, I think I'll have some coffee.
You want the 10-cent coffee or the 5-cent coffee?
What's the difference?
10-cent coffee comes in a cup.
What does a 5-cent coffee come in?
You wouldn't like it. I'll go back and get it for you.
Say, miss, is that coffee drip coffee?
I don't know. I'll see. Hey, Clem, is this gentleman getting drip coffee?
He is, if I serve it to him in a cracked cup.
Say, how would you like a piece of that homemade pie? Homemade it myself.
Oh, yeah? Well, what kind is it?
Well, it's just the kind of pie you'd like.
Oh, a wise guy, hey? You're so smart. Tell me, what kind of pie do I like? Huh? What kind of pie do I like?
Stumped me, didn't you?
Well, what kind of pie do I like?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know?
So, you know, you're very pretty?
Well, thanks. I'm really a mess today, though.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to her.
Oh.
You really are pretty, though, miss. I like your freckles.
Them ain't freckles. A car hit a mud hole down the road. Well, Clem, I gotta be going.
Could I drive you down the road?
Well, now, that's mighty gentlemanly of you.
Now, wait a minute, Daisy June, you and them big words. You shouldn't get in a car with a stranger.
Aw, don't be jealous, Clem. Who can tell? I might send you a card from Yuma.
Yuma? That's where everybody gets married. Oh, she don't love me. What'll I do? I know what I'll do. I'll end it all. And I'll go down and jump in that icy river. That's what... No, I won't either. I might catch pneumonia and die. Oh, well. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Then we have a lady and her little boy in a restaurant. Harriet, you be my mother and I'll be the little boy. We've been out all day on a shopping tour. I'm
okay,
the mean
Red.
Old guy. Mommy, you walking too fast for me.
Well, hang on to my skirt.
Okay. I can't reach you. Now, Mommy, I am hungry. Can I have another hot dog?
Now, you just had a hot dog 5 minutes ago.
I know, but he's just wandering around down there all by himself.
Well, you can't have another hot dog.
If you don't buy me a hot dog, I would tell.
You'll tell what?
I would tell everybody that you used to be head squirt on a whaleboat.
Oh, Junior, at times I'm sorry they ever turned on the landing lights for that stork.
Yeah.
Well, come on, I'll get you something to eat. We'll go in this restaurant.
No, let's go to the dime store. You only want to go in here because they got beer. I know.
Junior, you know that's not true. Now, come on, we'll go in.
Okay.
How do you do, madam? Table for one?
Table for one? What do I look like, a jackrabbit?
Junior, be quiet.
Madam, if you will give me his leash, I will check him.
Please, we want a table. We're going to have lunch.
Would you like a high chair for the little fellow?
Either that or you're going to look awful silly serving me on your knee.
All right, come on, Junior. Sit down and tuck your napkin under your chin.
Okay. Tuck my napkin under my chin? Oh, yeah, I forgot. I'm a year older now, ain't I? But they got it, didn't
they? little man, before you sit down, let me hang up your coat.
Okay, that mighty nice of you.
There you are.
Okay, now take me out of it.
Oh, Junior. Now look, you stay here and I'll be right back.
Okay, Mommy.
I beg pardon, little man. With your lunch, what would you like to drink?
I know.
Could I bring you a glass of milk?
You could, but it would only lead to bloodshed. Bring me a glass of wine.
Oh, I can't do that. You're a minor.
I'm a what?
You're a minor.
No, I ain't. I always had this little light in me head. You go away. Let me enjoy myself.
Very good, sir, yes.
What's on the floor, Toto?
Bring on the dancing guard. Bring on the fan dancers. Bring on the bubblegum dancers.
What did you say?
Bring me a glass of milk.
You know, little fellow, you're very sweet. It's a wonder someone doesn't eat you up.
Yeah, there it is. Well, if they do, we'll cost them 65 cents because I have New York cut. I think I would take a little walk around the table. Maybe to make people think I own the joint. Maybe I could find some money under the plate like the last time. Oh, there's a nice, comfortable man over there eating. I will go over and see what he's doing. Hello, mister.
Hello, Sonny.
What you eating? Hmm? Is that soup hot?
What is, isn't it?
Hey, now get out of my soup.
Well, what's the matter? I got my water winged on. Hey, mister, would you give me a little piece of bread and butter? I haven't eaten for 3 days.
You haven't had anything on your stomach for 3 days?
No, not even me underwear.
Well, my goodness, where do you live?
I don't know. Trailer camps, boxcars, hobo jungles, in front of the Brown Derby. I had just a bindle stiff.
My, oh, my. What are you doing in California?
Well, we is grapes here for the tourist picking season. We is tourists here for the grape picking season.
Well, maybe I can help you. What would you like to eat?
Would you give me just a little bite off of your pork chop, huh?
Well, surely.
Boy, that's doing all good, don't you?
Hey, here you are.
Are you kidding? Grape it around in the gravy, oh, widow. I better go before my mom catches me bumming. Oh, look. Here comes the waiter with a big tray of dishes. If I do, I dare whipping. I do this. I will help him get rid of that heavy load.
Why did you trip me?
Now, let's not get no deeper.
Junior, what happened?
This man fall down. He got droppy or something.
He tripped me.
No. Junior, now you're going to get it, but good.
Don't hit me.
Oh, you hit me. You hit me. Oh, you broke my widow's spine.
Come on, let's get out of here.
Oh, you broke
me. Where are we going, to a movie, man?
Baby, call me honey, yes sir.
Yes, sir.
Does she help me save my money, yes sir.
Yes, sir.
When she heaves those gentle sighs and she rolls those big black eyes, does it make goose pimples rise, yes sir.
Yes, sir.
Did I cut out misbehaving, yes sir.
Yes, sir.
Is my razor just for shaving, yes sir.
Yes, sir.
Did I take my gal's advice? Did I give up gin and dice? Wasn't that some sacrifice? Yes, sir. Did I call on Sally Pringle? Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Did she tell me she was single? Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And when a man walked in the flat and demanded, who is that? Did I leave without my hat? Oh, yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Hey, Truman, I'd like to ask you a very personal question. You sure you won't mind now?
Go right ahead, Red. I won't mind.
Truman, do you think people like radio announcers?
Well...
Right. Now, there's another one. Do you think they like advertising?
Well, that I can answer, Red. Millions of people not only enjoy Raleigh cigarette advertising, but profit from it. You see, friends, the magnificent premiums you get with Raleigh cigarette coupons are actually a form of Raleigh cigarette advertising. These luxury items are bought and paid for out of our profits, just as any other form of advertising. We have adopted this policy, this plan of spending our advertising money with you, so that you profit from each pack of Raleighs you buy. When you buy Raleighs, you're first rewarded with a finer quality cigarette, made with a choicer, the more expensive golden tobaccos. Then, in addition, you profit with bridge tables, silverware, electric clocks, and over 70 more luxurious Raleigh premiums. And in turn, we profit, because each time you see these magnificent premiums, you're pleasantly reminded over and over again that it pays in many ways to smoke Raleigh cigarettes. Frankly, we believe this is good advertising, friends. Think it over and you'll agree, too. The next time, get the pack with a coupon on the back. Raleigh cigarettes.
With all the different types of people that go into restaurants, Harriet, did you ever notice that one of those wise guys always flirts with a waitress just because his dad owns the place? One of these birds.
Hiya, stuff.
Good morning, sir. Sit right here, sir.
Yeah, you look sweet enough to eat.
Yeah, well, you better go on a diet.
Yeah. You ain't mad at me, are you?
No, I'm not mad. Will you please let go of my hand so I can wipe off the table?
Gee, you got pretty hands.
You got nice hands, too.
Yeah.
How are things at the mine?
Pretty good. Listen, don't get fresh with the customers. Remember, the customer's always right.
Listen, why don't you go and eat up the street?
I would, but there's no vitamins in it. Hey, it's going to be tough sledding around here tomorrow.
Why?
No snow. Boy, that's a pip, huh? Say, where's Wonderful Smith, the cook, huh? He's a friend of mine. Hey, Wonderful!
Yes, sir!
Hey, Wonderful, what's cooking, huh? Oh boy. Say, what's on the special for today, huh?
I just made a pot of vegetable soup.
What's vegetable soup?
Did you ever eat hash?
Yeah.
Same thing, only it's looser.
Hey, Wonderful, what was the matter with that last order of potatoes? They came out tan.
There was no room in the stove, so I had to bake them under a sun lamp.
Honestly, I never saw a guy like you. Did you empty the pan under the icebox?
Yes, ma'am. Emptied it and put fresh water in it.
Hey, what's the dessert on a blue plate today, huh?
Chocolate cake.
Why do you always bake chocolate cakes?
They don't show the date.
Say, Wonderful, where's that steak I ordered an hour ago?
I burned it, so I sent over to the drugstore to get a little unguentine to put on it. Excuse me while I whip some potatoes. Okay. There. Do you give up?
Well, have you decided what you want to eat?
Hey, look, why don't you give me a date, huh? I'm a regular guy. I'm no wolf.
Oh, no? Well, then why don't you manicure your claws?
Yeah.
I suppose if I gave you a date, you'd want to show me some etchings.
Yeah, times are pretty tough now in Hollywood. They just show you the handwriting on the wall. Hey, don't pull your hand away.
Let go.
What?
Let go. Why did you do that? I said let go.
Oh, I thought you said let's go. Gee, it's awful hot in here, ain't it?
I guess it ought to be. You're sitting on the griddle.
Yeah.
Excuse me while I turn these hot cakes.
Well, scrape me off the ceiling.
Your pipe will be a newfound friend when you switch to Sir Walter Raleigh. Sir Walter Raleigh gives you an exclusive, mellow, nut-like richness. It's full-bodied and tangy, yet smooth and mild. The perfect result of perfect blending, of precise curing and aging. And Sir Walter Raleigh's careful crimp cut assures cool, even burning. With all of this, Sir Walter Raleigh boasts a pleasingly fragrant He-Man aroma. It's the quality pipe tobacco of America, yet available at the price of just ordinary tobacco. Tonight, try Sir Walter Raleigh.
Remember, we'll all be back again next Tuesday at the same time. Red Skelton.
Goodbye now.
Red Skelton is heard on this program through the courtesy of the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studios. This is the Red Network of the National Broadcasting Company.